Film critic Stephen Schiff has a review of director Roger Spotwood's new movie, Shoot to Kill. It's about a city cop tracking a killer through the high country out west. 5 years ago, Spotwood gave us Under Fire about American journalists in Nicaragua. Shoot to Kill stars a personality well known on both sides of the camera, Sidney Poitier.
20 years ago, Sidney Poitier was the most famous black movie actor since Paul Robeson. He was also something of a laughingstock. He wasn't untalented. On the contrary, he had a captivating, regal screen presence, and a way of making you see two sides of him at once, the lilting, humorous side that won him an Oscar in Lilies of the Field, and the stern, dignified side he showed in one liberal, anti-prejudice movie after another. Those movies, things like Guess Who's Coming to Dinner and In the Heat of the Night, were often simple-minded and mealy-mouthed. But Poitier brought an extraordinary subtlety to them. He let you see both the emotion that seethed inside him and the powerful self-control that masked it. Above all, he conveyed an air of intense alertness and intelligence. Then his career collided with history. As the civil rights movement gave way to the angry black power movement of the late 60s, Poitier became a symbol of Uncle Tomism. He was a black cleaned up for whites to approve. And when the black power movement decided it didn't need white approval, Poitier began to look like a throwback. He continued to thrive behind the scenes, directing movies like Uptown Saturday Night and Stir Crazy, but his acting career was over, until now. Shoot to Kill is a hollow action picture with just two things going for it. It looks terrific, and it marks the return of Sidney Poitier, actor. He plays a gracefully aging FBI man on the trail of a ruthless killer, and the killer has slipped himself into a party of fishermen, roughing it in the mountains of the Pacific Northwest. Their guide is Kirstie Alley, who doesn't know that a murderer lurks among her charges. And the only one who can help Poitier track the fiend is her boyfriend, John Knox, a grumpy backwoods type, played rather too grumpily by Tom Berenger.
Ain't no elevators out there, mister. No cable cars, no buses, no damn taxicabs. So why don't you settle your ass at the motel and I'll do what I do best.
Mr. Knox, you've got one choice, and one choice only. That is to guide me into those mountains. That is the one way, the only way, you will be permitted to help your friend. You're not a vigilante. You will be acting under my authority, under my orders. Questions so far? Good.
Poitier always did have a strange way of inflecting his most heated lines. He could make them sound convincing and yet tense and phony, so that you could hear the fear behind them. And Shoot to Kill is structured so that Poitier has a chance to be both masterful and comically frightened and vulnerable. On his own turf, the big city, he's completely in command, but a whole movie full of Poitier looking grim and barking orders into walkie-talkies would bore us to death. Once he gets into the high country, with Tom Berenger scowling at him whenever he trips over a rock, Poitier can show us his gift for comedy, panting and blundering while trying to maintain his famous dignity. Poitier turns the mountain scenes into an endearing self-parody, but he can't raise the movie much beyond the level of a formula action picture. The director, Roger Spotswood, has a fleet, clear-eyed style that's beautiful to look at, and the cinematographer, Michael Chapman, makes every craggy, snowy shot glisten, but nothing can compensate for the loginess of the screenplay, which slogs blearily from one plot point to the next, dragging bland cop show witticisms behind it like so much freight. If you want to see Poitier in action, it might be worth waiting for his next movie, and this time you won't have to wait a decade or two. Little Nikita opens early next month.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair.